All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis.
Why so sad?
Why? Maybe because, you know, the movie we watched.
Did you get the reference from
Yes, I was hoping you got the reference.
Yes, I did.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're here, of course, if you got the reference yourselves, we're here to give you our spoiler-free review of Joker. Joker movie, which is starring, I always mess up everybody's name, right?
It's
Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Now, that is a complicated name, so I'll give you a pass.
All right, that's fine.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, who...
Notoriously known as Commodus from the Gladiator film.
And many other great roles he's had.
He was one of the kids in the Parenthood, the original Parenthood movie with Steve Martin. Remember that joint?
Was he in that, too?
Yeah, he was like the young... Little emo. He's like one of the first emo kids on television.
Well, he definitely gave a masterclass in acting. In my opinion.
That is fact. You know what's crazy? This is the first comment.
In method acting, should I say?
The first comment about the Joker is that kid he played when he was in the Parenthood. Uh-huh. And he was just all emotional, and I don't know if you remember that movie. He wanted to see his dad. His dad didn't want to see him,
I remember it right now.
Yeah, but it's something. Like people like me watch.
No, like, what do you mean? I like those kinds of movies too.
Non cool adolescents. We watched Parenthood with Steve Martin and Mary Steenburgen.
I do remember it somewhat.
But the kid was really emo.
Right.
That kid he played could easily be the character Arthur Fleck that he plays in this film.
So this is a different origin story of the Joker.
Really the first one we've seen on film.
That's
we've seen
right.
some animated.
Yeah, and then they gave us one, the Jack Napier version, Jack Nicholson. That
That's
was
true.
An origin Joker story, but a different take.
Have you ever danced with the devil in a pale moonlight?
Yeah, exactly. All that good stuff. I like to say it was a little homage to that in some scenes.
Yeah.
Should I say?
So this is one thing. I felt like this Joker was a great homage to all the Jokers.
Yes, I do agree.
So every last one that's ever been. Even the Burt Ward, you know.
What about
Adam West?
And the last one, the Suicide Squad one?
Maybe not that one. They might have just completely.
Jared Leto, sorry, bro. You need to step up, okay?
They might have completely ignored that one. I didn't mind the Jared
Leto. Didn't they say
that
Jared Leto does method acting too?
I don't know. Everyone who's not an actor says somebody's doing method. I don't know. I'm not sure Joaquin Phoenix is. He might be doing Lee Strasberg. We don't know.
We don't know.
I'm flexing my acting knowledge right there.
Yeah. talking about acting muscle, though, Robert De Niro is a co-star in this movie.
Yeah.
That was surprising.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I started reading some of the press this week.
You know, I expected him to just pop in and pop out, but a pretty significant role.
Yeah, it was a significant role. So, gosh, it's hard to talk about this movie without spoiling it. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I mean.
So I was talking to.
How did it make you feel? How about that?
Man, I felt like someone like gave me like a steak and was like, yo, here's this really good steak. And I'm like, man, I can't wait. And I'm like, let me just get 15 minutes to let it cool down before I eat it.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, okay, go ahead and eat it. And then I took a bite and they were like, I put poison in the steak, but isn't it delicious? And now I don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
Because the steak was good, but I ate poison.
it was bad for the brain, you know? Like
my emotions.
Mm-hmm. Bad for your emotions, yeah.
Yeah, my emotions are all over the place. Mm-hmm. Still are. Like, I don't know how I feel about the character. I don't know how I feel about Joker now.
Hmm.
He used to just be just a villain.
Right.
And now, after watching his film, I'm like...
Then you got a backstory for him and...
I almost feel, you know, one of my things I used to always say with Batman and Superman, I was like, why do, just kill Lex Luthor.
Right.
You know, and then I used to always say that about Batman. I'm like, yo, just kill the Joker. I know you don't kill. Mm-hmm. Just kill the Joker. And now, whenever I see a Batman thing, I'm like, you can't just kill the Joker. Something's wrong with him. You know what I mean?
Like, I think that's the Batman and Joker are two sides of a coin. I saw the relationship between Superman and Lex Luthor is as well because...
Yeah.
You know, Superman is technically an alien with, you know, gifts, and Lex Luthor is, you know, somewhat envious of that, you know?
Yeah.
And also xenophobic and, you know, there's a little two-sided coin. And a lot of the rogues in every superhero's gallery from Marvel DC have a two-sided duality to them, you know, somewhat aspect of their character. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, almost in every movie, was Unbreakable and, uh-huh. and Mr. Glass.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's always a reverse to you, like mm-hmm. Reverse Flash, you know, or something like that.
Which is the worst villain name it in is. The history of villain names.
Let's call him Reverse Flash.
Yeah. So what'd you think overall?
So as being a Batman fan mm-hmm. of the mythology of Batman, I appreciate the movie. The Joker is... as recently as probably like the 80s or maybe like the late 70s when they were writing him in the comic book form, he is literally like incarnate. He's anarchy incarnate.
Yeah.
You know, he is like a Category 5 hurricane that's coming through and some people are going to die. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the Joker. Okay. And I appreciate seeing how what does it take to create to make a human being that,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So this I like to call the movie. It was more like a caricature study of the Joker.
Yeah,
like you know, what makes somebody the Crown Prince of Crime?
Yeah,
you know, like what kind of physical trauma, and of course putting in a modern twist, you know, to it too, you know, all the abuse and stuff like that that somebody would have to go through mm-hmm. to without. Giving you everything that happens in the movie, but I mean, it's kind of obvious, but what it takes to make that transformation to it, because it's not just, you know, one day to the next day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as simple as just falling in a vat of acid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, everybody falls in a vat of acid at some point in their life. I mean, that's common. So, yeah. You know, that's not even a good reason.
It's definitely not a comic book movie in what we're used to taking maybe our kids to.
Yeah,
oh, no, you know,
okay, so
and let's talk about that a little bit because we're sitting in the preview.
Yeah,
and you know, I get it. Some people want to get a free movie, get their kids out of the house, mm-hmm. but you know,
no,
I wasn't the movie.
No, I imagine a 12-year-old would probably even be bored
or disturbed,
and then at the end, very disturbed.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if I took my kid to that movie and then the next day he had like his face painted like Joker,
yeah.
I'm punching him in the stomach, and we got to immediately go to a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Because that's not a good sign.
No, that's that. I was more disturbed. Even the movie was disturbing, but I was more disturbed that people brought their kids in the movie.
Yeah,
and young kids at that. Yeah. You know?
Well, there were some other people we were talking to afterwards who were like bothered by the fact that it's the joke. It's Joker, so people were laughing at sadistic.
Yeah, definitely. And clapping and stuff. I mean, and technically, yeah, I guess there is like maybe there's some chuckle scenes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say there was something that made me, you know, say, you know,
yeah.
Which is a lot of the reaction from some people that were around us. And I was like, man, like this is a tragedy. This movie is a tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, not really a comedy.
Yeah. It was great. It lures you in.
Yeah.
And then it gives you Joker and you're like, yo, Joker. I don't think we've ever seen a Joker this ruthless.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone here and there and I talked about the Heath Ledger Joker.
I thought they're the closest to probably ruthless.
Yeah, but Heath Ledger, if you watched Batman, The Dark Knight, the Heath Ledger Joker mm-hmm. never kills an innocent person.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Or maybe they do. Maybe they do. But he kills a lot of criminals.
Mm.
Remember, he's hunting gangsters in that one. He's killing a lot of other criminals.
Yeah, because he's trying to be the top gangster.
Yeah. But this Joker is, he's just, this is the Crown Prince of Crime. Like, he is maniacal.
Right.
And his journey to that.
I said there was opportunities for some massacre that he didn't take advantage of. So I'd say maybe he is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay. I mean, like at one point in the movie, he had a captive audience for a little while, right? You know, without ruining it, without going too far. But you know, I'd say he has a forgiving nature, I guess.
There goes Speedy. The thoughts of Speedy do not represent the thoughts of the entire Geek Culture Congress. Speedy was like, he could have massacred everyone there, man. But
he dialed it back. He became focused on his real target. There you
okay.
go.
All right. So overall, what do
overall,
you
think? Overall?
The wheels are turning.
You know, I want to say, as far as the performance, I want to give it 5 stars.
Okay.
you know, because if he doesn't win an Oscar for this, so we talked about it as soon as he walked out, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a hard sell.
Yeah.
If he's not winning, walking away with some kind of Oscar for this movie.
Right. Now, that being said, we've only watched comic book movies all year.
Yeah, that's true.
There's going to be some English film that we haven't seen about
it.
Cholera that we haven't seen. And that's going to win it.
Or about puppies.
Yeah.
But putting that aside, I'm not a fan of glorifying the villains.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say, because of the way it made me feel, I'll give it 4.
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't. It's not an uplifting movie in any respect, in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not going to feel good.
It's a character study of that villain.
Yeah.
That's it. What about you?
I'm going to go 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah? Okay.
As,
I like it.
As just a film.
Yeah.
And I'm a film buff,
mm-hmm,
if you want to say. It looked great.
Like, you're a professional actor. You have to be a film buff.
Yeah. The cinematography was great.
Yeah.
The writing is excellent. All the acting is great.
Yes.
All of the acting is great. The twist that happens, the twist with an S that happened in the movie, I thought are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like the ode at the end.
Yeah.
You know, the result of at the end.
Yeah. And yeah, it was 4.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only reason I take off 0.5, it was, you know, there are moments where you're like, okay, what's going to happen? But it's really good.
Solid movie then. It's definitely not for your kids.
Definitely not for the kids.
Please leave your kids at home. Okay.
Yeah. This is a cinematic piece of work.
Yes.
This is not Ninja Turtles.
or Batman Forever. Yeah. You know, let's put it that way. It's not, you know, it's not that kind of movie. Okay. I know it says Joker, and you're probably used to that. You've been trained by the media.
Yeah.
You know, but this is not that kind of movie for your kid. Definitely. Yeah. So definitely a solid movie. Worth a go at the movie theaters this weekend. It opens in theaters October 4th, which is tomorrow, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm lost in time and space.
There might be some showings tonight. I'm not sure.
Probably a midnight showing tonight.
Yeah.
On the 3rd. But definitely go check it out. Joker in theaters now, I guess, or probably later on today.
Yeah.
thank you so much, Tarek, for helping me with the review and coming through and watching the movie. You know,
well, thank you for the
whenever
free
you say
movie.
No to a free movie, right?
No.
unless it's, you know, unappealing.
Yeah.
Signing off from Geek Culture Congress. We'll be back again Monday with another brand new show. What will we be talking about? I don't know.
We should have waited.
See you next time.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.